Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So a little more than a month ago, I, along with many others, went to the Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference. If you haven't had a chance, we put a lot of those interviews that were featured here on the from our coverage over there, our roving reporting from the event at the fabulous Westin. Okay, it's not Westin Diplomat anymore. It's the Diplomat Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. Love that place. Tells you how far back it goes. I go back, 2006 to that place? And all the events we've gone to ever since from there. But this time around, one of the people that I got to meet at the show, we were always some amazing people to meet. And the young lady I'm going to talk to right now is was somebody just caught my eye and caught attention. And obviously we kind of talked podcasts. We talked a few things here and there, but I never got a chance to go ahead and interview her at the show. We're just a chance run in, and I was blown away by what she's doing right now. And she is the owner of Soul Care Rituals, S-O-L Care Rituals. And with that said, what they do is they do provide a lot of different products and in the areas of rituals for your mind, body, and soul. And one of the areas that they have now is a new sister line they've also brought up called Luna More. We're going to talk all about that more with the owner of Soul Care Rituals, the owner of Soul Care Rituals, Marisol Ledesma. Marisol, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you for the introduction. I really, really appreciate it. It's been an amazing ride. Launching Soul Care, it's been a huge part of my journey towards just more joy, more freedom, and overall happiness in my life. So I just really couldn't be more grateful to be doing what I'm doing.
So Soul Care is a wellness brand dedicated to premium quality CBD products, elevating and reimagining daily self-care rituals. Now, from looking at what you've done through your LinkedIn, there's quite a bit you've worked in through corporate America, a lot of major companies in leadership roles and working a lot in terms of project management and areas like that. And then you stepped away. And for the last 2 years, you've been working on Soul Care Rituals. Talk about the transition to going into this year and taking the part of, you know, what Soul Care Rituals, obviously that defines a bit of who you are and what you feel to believe in terms of creating rituals, creating something more holistic, more wellness, more, you know, really helping again, rituals for your mind, body, and soul. Take me behind that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for asking. Yes. My background, you know, before, while I was doing Soul Care Rituals, I was working in corporate for 7 years. I started right off of college. It really was a industry that I had no idea I was going to tap into because I went to school for advertising and public relations. Right. So coming out of that, I thought, okay, going into tech seems like a really good opportunity from a financial perspective. And, you know, I found an organization that was willing to train me since I didn't have a background in tech. So I really was grateful for that opportunity to be in tech and I loved it. However, long term, it just really was not sustainable for me. Just working in that industry, it's so fast paced. It's a little cutthroat. And depending on where you work at, it could be a little bit toxic. Especially working in tech, it's like very competitive. So they wanted everything yesterday. And as project manager for like many different projects at once, it really started to take a toll on my personal mental health.
I would imagine COVID right around the same time was still, we're coming back out of that. And that you're based in Chicago, that obviously the in-office experience that definitely changed after that.
Absolutely. And actually COVID was a huge part of everything that ended up happening, because actually it wasn't until COVID that we started working remotely,
right,
that I realized, wow, going into an office physically 5 days a week, 9 to 5, was just really taking a toll on me physically and mentally. And so once I started to work from home, I started to have a little more extra time to myself. And that's kind of what started to open my eyes to realize, like, wow, my mental health really isn't that good. Like, I should, you know, it was a very sad time period. You know, all that I would do was go to work and then feel just completely drained and have zero energy left for anything else. And so I really was just dedicating my life to my career. And, you know, after a while, I just felt it in my heart. It wasn't for me. And I was ready to do something about it, because I just kind of thought to myself, like, if I'm sitting here a year from now, still mm-hmm. doing the same thing, feeling the same way about it, and having the same exact issues, like, I'm gonna lose it.
Right.
So that was kind of like my motivator. I was like, if I could do one thing for myself, right, and that is soul care, and just do that for myself and see what happens, right? At the end of the day, it was a huge risk, right, that I invested money up front, and I had no clue or idea if people would resonate with my brand. But I said, you know what? I'm a consumer, right? I love cannabis. And, right. You know, I saw the huge role that it played in my life personally, and how it was helping me just really take time for myself and just improve my mental health and my well-being from, you know, just managing my anxiety and my depression. So I really just wanted to share that with everybody. And luckily, I'm just so grateful that, you know, so many people are choosing Soul Care Rituals and Luna Mode, and it's been a really beautiful experience.
We're going to talk about the products in a moment, but I want to tell you, when I first met you, and it was just, again, it was just chance walking across the hallway around the conference area, around the registration, all that area around this large area. You stood out because I felt like it was just breath of fresh air. It was like the ray of sunshine outside, because it was a warm day outside of Miami in South Florida. And I felt like you were just consumed in it. Like I could feel like the happiness, like your chi, your aura. I could feel positivity around you. I just saw that you were like, you look happy. Again, if anything, was there any thoughts of any kind of issues with mental health at all, or any kind of, you know, lack of wellness? I don't think you had it. I don't think I could see that in you. Yeah. I could tell you felt liberated. You felt carefree. You felt relaxed. And that's a testament to what you're doing with these products. I mean, talk to me about the idea of, where do you feel like that, by creating Soul Care Rituals, by putting these products out there, by removing yourself out, is that what ultimately saved you? Do you feel like that this was like a medicine for you that you really needed, this breakaway?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I say this all the time. Like, Soul Care Rituals did save my life. It's been, you know, the way that I like to think about it, because I appreciate you acknowledging and sharing with me, like, how you felt, you know, meeting me, and likewise, right? Like, just everyone's presence at the conference, I felt it. Like, there's an energy behind the cannabis industry, and we're all doing what we love. So it was such a beautiful experience for me. But just being here, coming from a place where I wasn't feeling as good, I could appreciate it that much more every single day. So I fight for it, and I cherish it, and I couldn't be happier.
That's awesome. It really is. Now, let's go into the actual what you do with the products here. So obviously, in the area of what you do, your values that you put on the website is about love, quality, and giving. And you put a lot of time into thinking and looking out for customers and their well-being, organic lab-tested products, best growing practices in the industry. And you always give 3% of products towards organizations that are supporting mental health initiatives. So really giving back and what you do. Talk to me about that part in terms of, you know, on top of that, you want to feel philanthropic. You want to give back to those that also could benefit, not from your products in terms of helping, you know, establish a better mental health, but also giving the organizations that also support that.
Huge part of what I do just on a day-to-day basis with my personal rituals is based around meditation, improving my the thoughts that I'm thinking and really challenging myself in that way. And it's been a huge, huge journey for me on a spiritual level. And so with that comes an abundance mindset. So, you know, right now, although we are doing very well, we are, you know, our sales have been skyrocketing this year altogether. And I'm just completely, you know, grateful. I do invest everything back into soul care, but I do prioritize giving back that 3%. So, you know, just giving back, I think it's one of the things that, you know, I already feel rich, but there's still a lot of work that I have to do financially, right? It's more just a feeling. I feel it. And so for that reason, I'm like, there's no reason for me to hold on to this money. So I'm more than happy to give back. And, you know, some of the organizations that I've contributed to are Wellness House for Cancer. So Wellness House for Cancer provides mental health services. And what I really love about them is that they also have a spiritual component. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's huge, because personally, I feel like just focusing on that spiritual side of yourself and connecting with yourself, but also a higher power, or believing in just the power of our own body as well. I consider that spiritual too, because our bodies are self-healing. And sure, it's great to have tools, but at the end of the day, our body is super powerful. And so I love that the Wellness House for Cancer supports their patients in that way. And I thought it was just very, very, very unique from other conventional methods. And so I have given back there. And there's another organization here in Chicago. It's called Salud. And Salud is an organization that focuses on creating safe spaces in our communities to connect as a community about mental health. So just making it okay to have these conversations on a regular basis, where, you know, there are professionals who are there to help guide the conversations, as well as everyday people. So that has been amazing as well, because they have been very supportive of me and have invited me to be a guest speaker for their events. So it's just been a great partnership.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The other thing that's also interesting is the process by the cultivation of your products through spagyrithic methods, an ancient alchemical practice used for centuries to turn herbs into potent full-spectrum herbal medicine. Or in other words, what it is that you're extracting the active constituents from plants and rejoining them in a concentrated form. So it's been a practice used for hundreds of years for making tinctures, essences, and other products from medicinal plants. Talk about the idea of using alchemy here and this method of extracting the life force from plants and re-putting them together.
Yeah, thank you for asking. Well, you know, I was on the market for a CBD product, right? I was doing a lot of research and trying to figure out, okay, what makes the best CBD oil? And I sampled all sorts of products, but the spagyric method really spoke to me just because of the experience itself. It's very unique from different oils. It has a very earthy and potent flavor. And for me, it just makes me feel that much more connected to the plant. And, you know, after experiencing that and the benefits that I was able to have, which the CBD oil, I call them my daily chill drops, have really helped me a lot in managing my anxiety. And actually, I launched this product when I was still working in corporate America. And I remember the last year that I was doing it, I was getting sick in the morning. I was just so nauseous. I just ha had so much anxiety, and I was really struggling to just motivate myself to actually do it. And, you know, unfortunately, I had to do it, or at least I thought I had to do it for such a long time period because, right, to support myself, I have my home, I have things that I have to pay for just so I can survive and live. So that's why I did it. But the daily chill drops, you know, I would take a quarter dropper in the morning, and that just really, really helped me. And so after I saw the benefits of using the spagyric extraction method myself, I was like, okay, this is the one that I would like to go with.
Right. Now, the other part I want to make mention of is that you also use three basic principles of oils, alcohol, and mineral salts, recombining them to make the end product. And also, the products are all sun-grown, Oregon, Colorado, Montana. What about the choice of that also, where you're using holistic and organic gardening practices? Tell me the idea of where you wanted to go and really make it where the sun really does touch the plant, and why that's the better method for creating CBD products like Soul Care.
For me, I just really wanted it to be as natural as possible. Really, the farm that I work with is based out of South Bend, Oregon. It's a small family-owned farm, also a Latino family. And their CBD flower is just some of the best, which is why I partner with them. And it's just the best quality I have personally experienced, right? And so, you know, I really trust them. They're experts in what they do. And so once I found out about them and that I was like, it's sun grown even better. So yeah, it's been really great.
Fantastic. So website is Soul Care Rituals, SOLCARE rituals.com, soulcarerituals.com. And for those looking for the products, you have products that are available in CBD or THC, CBD pre-rolls, flowers, oil drops, shop TLC. You have the Luna Amour line. Let's talk about that real quick. Conscious Cannabis Rituals. Tell me about this THC line.
Yes. So actually, from the very beginning, when I launched Soul Care, I knew that I wanted to have a THC line. And I actually thought it would take a way longer time for me to be able to do that. And so, one day, just through conversation, I had no idea that THCA flower that's hemp derived is legal and covered under the Farm Bill of 2018, and also provides the psychoactive effects. So I couldn't believe it. So I had actually heard about it months prior, but it sounded too good to be true. So I never personally went out of my way to try it myself. But once I did, I still was like, okay, I'm high right now, but I got this delivered. So
Huh.
I was like, this is crazy. Like, how is this possible? And so, you know, I spoke to my lawyer, and then I spoke to a few lawyers that I met at Benzinga, and they confirmed that as of right now, it's still legal to do. So I went to work right away as soon as I found out, and I was like, you know, I need to roll this out as soon as I can, because who knows what changes in laws will happen in the future, right? So I launched it within a few months, and the first product that we have is a strain called Oreo Blizzard. It's a indica leaning hybrid strain, and it just provides really amazing, beautiful benefits. Like, it does have an overall sedative effect, but initially it provides like a really cool, uplifting, energizing vibe Like, I always feel super creative with cannabis, but I feel like certain strains really bring it out. So I would consider this like a creative vibe, but then it's like, okay, time for a nap. So
Right.
the product that we have with that is our rose petal joint. So it's the flower wrapped in a rose petal, and it's in a beautiful glass vial. So that's the first Luna Mode product. And right now we're working to do a line of edibles as well as a vape that we'll be rolling out, and potentially a beverage. So I'm
Nice.
doing a lot right now.
Yeah, no, you got a lot to work on. And so sending people to get into the website, soulcarerituals.com, SOLCARE rituals.com. Where can they go ahead and get their hands on your products? Where can they go specifically right now?
So right now, the best way would be online. So I ship across the United States where it's legal, and it's most states across the US. And the delivery will be 5 to 7 business days, maybe sooner. And right now we're also working on distribution. So as of right now, actually, I'm very proud that everything has been direct to customer. So it's all through shipping events that I do locally. And right now, I'm expanding my team, and I'm getting a lot of support in partnership with other organizations here in Chicago. Actually, one of those organizations is called El Colectivo Americano. And they're actually hiring me on to be their chief marketing officer. It's still, in the works, and we're having conversations, but they really, really believe in me. Like, they have already provided, support through offering their machinery for me to start being able to scale and make my products in bigger bulk. Because the demand is there, and I've been struggling to keep up myself. So now that I'm a part of this colectivo, I just feel so supported and that much more excited that I have a team of people who believe in my vision just as much as I do. So stay tuned for, more details on where you'll be able to pick up our products in a physical location.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on with us. Really appreciate it. I'm glad we got a chance to go and do this talk and go through what you're doing right now. You know, it's amazing where that really this the, what you do to live your life now, the rituals that you follow now these days, and how you can incorporate into your pro into the products that you are part of. And it's the whole story is really great. It's uplifting. And I'm so glad that you're able to make it to this point and continued success for Soul Care Rituals. I'm so glad we got to meet a Benzinga Marisol, and I hope we go and continue to go and talk again. Thank you again for making time for us.
Oh, I appreciate you so, so much. And anytime, this was so much fun.